Blessed be the name of the Lord, my dear brothers and sisters. We thank him for another time where we can gather together and enjoy the atmosphere of his word. Yesterday we finished by saying the power of the tongue holds both death and life. There's such power in the tongue. And either we can speak forth an atmosphere of life or one of death. And we saw examples of how Elijah, when he heard the words of Jezebel, he believed in her report and he identified himself in the atmosphere of these words, which were surely spirit and death. And he became so filled with these words, with that atmosphere, that he hid himself in a cave and he was asking to die. But we also saw how the word of God, when he heard it, it changed his whole atmosphere. Just the still small voice that he heard was able to lift him up again and to give him back his true identity. Amen. And today we're going to see in the book of Numbers, chapter 13, from verse 30 to 33. It says, "And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, 'Let us go up at once and possess the land, for we are well able to overcome it.' But the men that went up with him said, 'We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than us.' And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, 'The land through which we have gone to search is a land that eateth up the inhabitants. And all the people that we saw in there are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight.'" Blessed be the reading of his word. Look at the children of Israel who saw the power of God being demonstrated and being multiplied in Egypt. They saw it by the hand of Moses, but they quickly forgot. They quickly forgot that God was greater than everyone that was coming up against them. And as soon as they heard the words of the 10 spies who spoke an evil report, their atmosphere quickly shifted into one of fear. And they said, "We will not be able to take the land." Yes, they identified themselves as grasshoppers. They felt so little, so worthless. And the Lord was not pleased, for they had changed his image into an image of a grasshopper. They felt that the report of Joshua and Caleb was not enough to bring them to fight and take the land, because they saw 10 other spies and the 10 outnumbered the two, and they chose to believe in the 10. They chose to believe in the majority. But God is not in the majority. But because their eyes saw that more people were giving an evil report, so they chose to believe in that evil report rather than believing in the good report of Joshua and Caleb. Words have power to change the scene. And if we were all there during that day, if we were amongst the children of Israel and we heard the two different reports that came out, imagine yourself being there, hearing the report of Caleb that we are able to go overcome them, and then hearing 10 other people outnumber Caleb and tell us, "No, no, no, they are giants, we are grasshoppers." What would you believe? Which report would you believe in? It's very interesting. that they all chose to believe and to forget all that they had seen, that the Lord had done before their very eyes in Egypt. They forgot, just as the disciples of Jesus Christ forgot the miracle of the feeding when Jesus multiplied the fishes and the bread. Imagine Jesus multiplying the fish and the bread, and they saw the power of God demonstrated before their very eyes. And then a few days later, when they did not have any food left and they had to feed a large crowd, they forgot the first miracle that Jesus did. And the Lord rebuked them and said, "How quickly are you able to forget?" Oh my. When we see a certain situation that does not make sense in our eyes, we forget. When we hear something that does not sound good to our ear, we are quickly entering into the atmosphere of death. Whenever we see things and hear things that are of fear and of doubt, it is so important for us to be watchful over ourselves, to check ourselves, because it's easy for us to yield our members, to yield our senses to these things. And once we yield ourselves to what we see and what we hear in the carnal self, then we will begin to be imprisoned by such a horrible atmosphere. That is why the book of Romans, Paul tells us, "I speak after the manner of men, because of the weakness of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness." That is Romans chapter 6, verse 19. Paul is telling them and telling us that there is a weakness in your flesh, and you have yielded your members servants to these unclean things. But now yield yourself, yield your members, yield your senses to righteousness. Amen. Because it's so important to know that all our senses have the ability to change the atmosphere in the room. That is why we need to see with the eye of the dove, to see in the spirit. And we need to hear in the ear that God gave all his beloved. He gave us an ear of the spirit. So let us always yield ourselves to the righteousness of the Lord. And what he has given us is greater than what we have. We have corruption, we have weakness, and we have judgment. We judge each other by what we see. We judge unrighteously, and we fail to move the beam in our own eye. And we judge certain situations out of fear, out of doubt, because of our evil eye. We commit adultery, and we offend with our evil eye. And here we see that our eyes is bringing a whole different atmosphere that does not belong to us. And then we see our lips adding to that wrong atmospheric condition. We see our lips speaking and adding fuel to the fire. And then we see our ears joining the party and celebrating death. All our members will begin to celebrate death and not life. And we will begin to sink, just as Peter sank. Instead of walking on water with Jesus, walking according to his word, walking in the light and in the spirit, we begin to walk according to the course of this world's atmosphere. And just a little leaven, just a little sight of our carnal eyes by what they see will change everything. Just as the 10 spies saw the giants that changed all their perspective of who they were, of what their true identity was, and of who to look upon. Imagine, their identity became a grasshopper. Instead of looking upon the godly identity, instead of looking upon the one who led them out, the one who had his face covered by reason of glorious light that radiated from his face, instead of looking upon Moses, who opened the Red Sea for them, for he spoke the word. God told him to speak this word. And he even called Moses God and Aaron his prophets. For to whom the scripture, to whom the word comes to, we are called gods. And Moses had the word. He was leading the children out. But what happened? They chose to look upon the giants of the land instead of looking upon Moses. And we do that so many times. Instead of looking upon the Lord Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, our eyes quickly look onto the things that are rising against us. They want to look at the storm, at the waves, at the failures, at the weaknesses. And that is how Peter began to sink. When his eyes saw the waves and the storm, it shifted the atmosphere of power that he was able to walk on water, and he began to sink. And so did the children of Israel sink in the wilderness, sink in the sand. They were in sinking sands because they believed the evil report of what the 10 spies saw. They chose to identify with their reports, and God was not pleased. It was such a grief to the Spirit. The Spirit was so grieved by everything that he was doing to them. They quickly forgot, and they chose to identify in unbelief. Isaiah the prophet tells us, who has believed our report? Who has believed our report? Who has believed the report that a virgin shall conceive? What a report that was. Who can believe such a thing? Did you know that Mary, she was unlearned, she was uneducated, she was young, she did not have the experience in the scriptures, she did not know the prophecies as well, she did not have the building of the scriptures in her life. She was still very young and she was about to get married. And the report came to her. The Lord visited her with the angel Gabriel, and he gave her the good report, and she believed according to the word of God. Would we have believed? Because there was a man named Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, and the angel came to him first. And he gave him also a good report. But what happened? Zechariah could not believe. He knew that the report that he received, it was not something new under the sun. He had heard of that report before because he knew the scriptures. He was speaking them in the temple, for he was a priest. And he was learned and educated in the scriptures, but he did not believe. He was reading that in the days of Abraham and Sarah, the deadness of Sarah's womb was renewed. And the Lord did a wonderful thing in Abraham and Sarah's life. that after such an old age, the Lord was able to open up and renew the womb of Sarah. And he was in the same condition as them. It was not something new. And the same report came to him, and the Lord visited him, but he could not believe. Imagine, Mary believed in an unseen thing, something that had never been done before. But Zechariah could not even believe in something that had been done before. My, who can believe our report Isaiah tells us? Let us read the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 45. It says this, "And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord." Amen. Blessed is she that believed. Who said these words? It was Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, that prophesied these specific words. Because her husband could not believe, and her husband became dumb. He could no longer speak anymore. And when she saw Mary, when Mary entered in her house, how did she know that Mary believed in such a report? How did she know that Mary believed that she would be pregnant without knowing any man? It was because Mary was overshadowed by the atmosphere of love. The power of the Most High gave her the greatest atmosphere. And wherever Mary went, this atmosphere was following her. She carried it with her. And with this atmosphere that Mary came into the house of Zechariah, she changed all the scene. She changed the whole atmosphere of that house. Mary transferred it to Elizabeth, and the baby within Elizabeth leaped for joy. Amen. Everything changed that day in Zechariah's house. It was a day of joy and of praise and of prophecy. They started to prophesy and to praise the Lord. They were filled with prophetic words that flowed out from their lips. Amen. And so will it be with us who believe. Those who believe that all things are possible will have a change of atmosphere. We will change into a prophetic atmosphere, just as it was with Mary and Elizabeth. But before Mary arrived to their house, before Mary saluted and greeted Elizabeth, what do you think the atmosphere was in that house? Her husband received the punishment of becoming dumb. He couldn't speak a word anymore. The house was silent. The atmosphere in that house was empty, without any joy. For the husband of Elizabeth could not speak by reason of unbelief. And when the time of visitation comes upon us, what will we do? Will we believe the report? There is coming a great visitation. There's coming the greatest report, something that has never been done before. And we are arriving to that redemption of our bodies that Paul was so eagerly waiting for and groaning for, desiring it, waiting for that redemption, saying, "Who will deliver me from this body of death?" Our deliverance is coming. For this body, our bodies will be redeemed. We must believe in the report that is coming through the seven thunders. There is coming such a report that will give us a quick transformation in our bodies. It will give us a change. We will put on incorruptible. But who would believe such a report? We find that Zechariah could not even believe in something that he had seen and heard. Can you imagine that? Someone studying the scriptures day and night. he could not believe in his heart. And because he couldn't speak, his house became an atmosphere of hiding. And his wife, Elizabeth, hid herself for 5 months. In Luke chapter 1, verse 24, it tells us, after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she hid herself 5 months. Amen. Whenever we don't believe, it is so easy for us to enter into a state of hiding. When we don't believe and take God at his word and know that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, if we cannot believe that he is, we will no longer be able to speak the good atmosphere. And therefore, the husband of Elizabeth could not even speak a word anymore. He couldn't fill his house with the right atmosphere anymore. And they were in such a silence, such an emptiness, such a condition of hiding. But here came Mary. It was in the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy. And when she came into the house of Zechariah, the silence broke. She spoke light. She spoke power. Only by speaking a salutation, only by greeting Elizabeth, the whole atmosphere changed. Amen. From one word that came through the lips of Mary, the house of Zechariah and Elizabeth became a house of prophecy and praise. What a prophetic atmosphere happened that day. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for filling our lips with words of life. Lord, we desire a life that has your love and your joy and your peace. We desire your righteousness, Lord. We desire your atmosphere. Father, just as Mary spoke to Elizabeth, Lord, the seed that we are carrying in us is waiting to hear the greeting and the secret, the words that had never been written before, the words that the Lord told John to seal. They were sealed up. Lord, we are waiting for that greeting, for that word to be revealed to our seed. The deep calling to our deep. Just as the deep that was in Mary was calling out to the deep that was in Elizabeth. And the seed in Elizabeth, the baby leaped for joy. And Lord, our time of visitation is near. When our seed is greatly desiring to hear the unspeakable words, the unspeakable joy, that we, Lord, will be jumping with great praise. We will be filled with something that's never been done before. Lord, help us. Help our unbelief. We want to be made ready for such a visitation, for such a time. We want your ears, Lord. We want your eyes. Because we're going to see and hear the things that no man has seen and heard before. Lord, we want to be counted amongst them that believe. As Isaiah the prophet said, who has believed our report? Lord, we want to be counted amongst those who believed in your report. We don't want to be dumb. We want to speak the word, Lord. As you told Moses to speak, Father, you're telling us, speak, my beloved children. Speak words of life and create the atmosphere that your heart so desires to be in. Thank you, Lord, for this word. Thank you, Lord, for revealing to us the deep things of God. And help us, Father, to always be in such a humble condition, such a low condition, Father, to be low as you came, Lord, in a lowly state. Father, you regard the humble and the simple, the meek. Lord, we want your character of meekness. Fill us with the mind of Christ and fill us with your atmosphere. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. We will continue more tomorrow. My dear brothers and sisters, the Lord bless your nights.